Okay, I'm standing here with the head coaches. I'm going to start with Mike Ward. You're going to tell me how you feel about your opponent, Coach Golish, on Saturday.
Well, first of all, he's got a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
But
there's a
no experience.
No experience.
So
you think
stage fright, at some point, stage fright's going to hit him. Besides in front of the urinal, stage fright is going to hit him in Memorial Stadium on Saturday.
Okay, your response to that, Coach Golish?
Never been afraid of the lights, Robert.
Okay, yeah?
Never been afraid of the lights.
Mm-hmm. Got to open your eyes first, though.
You know, the whole age experience business,
mm-hmm.
that's old school.
Yeah.
We're new school.
Okay.
We're literally going to try to break the scoreboard.
Okay, yeah. Is there a triple digit on there?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
See
if there's a one on the end of those two numbers.
There's no question. Or two.
Yeah,
or
that
two.
Would be
I don't
difficult.
Want to sell anybody short. We're literally, yeah. right now... offensively going to try to score every play. Every play on the game plan.
Like if you get tackled, you're upset.
I'm upset at somebody.
Your feelings about this as the coach of the Orange Squad.
Hey, mm-hmm. the pride and tradition of this program mm-hmm. is going to show up on Saturday.
Okay.
So all the touchy-feely, spread them, fast pace, all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
at some point they're going to have to put their fists up.
Okay.
Okay. And from what I've seen out here, they're going to get punched in the mouth
okay.
over and over and over again.
So is that an answer for that, Rob?
Oh, you have an answer for that. Pardon me, Coach Golish.
We actually don't have time to huddle.
Yeah?
I think it's a complete waste of time.
That's
I think.
But it's still a man-on-man game,
mm-hmm.
and we outmatch them.
See, I'm seeing a theme here that you're fast-paced, hit them hard, and you're going
to
try.
No, just don't hit them hard. It's literally every play is designed to go to the end zone.
Oh, just run past
them.
Yeah,
exactly. Avoid contact.
Okay.
They're going to avoid contact.
And your team.
At the line of scrimmage. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. That ball better get out really quick.
Okay.
Really quick.
The fastest thing you may have seen to what we're bringing is maybe the 99 Rams.
Okay.
Greatest
show
on turf.
And then do you have another nickname possibly?
I'm going to let you guys handle
that. Okay.
Hey, yeah. He's got a nickname. It's called Red Lightning.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk parking spaces for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I follow you both on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Good follow. Yeah. By the way,
yeah.
most followers on the staff besides the head coach.
It would be you?
That's correct.
Huh. And
by a lot.
Do you have a response to that at all?
He lobbies for it.
Oh,
right?
Does he?
My followers follow me because they want to. They don't get lured into it.
Okay. Okay. Any response to that, or should I move forward with the cards?
I have completely legitimate followers.
So I see tweets at like 6:30 in the morning. That
No.
6:30 is when you wake
okay,
up,
no,
Robert.
You're right. Exactly
that's
right.
That's when I'm seeing.
We've already put in 6 hours.
Okay.
That's
so at 3 a.m., you pull into your parking space, and you tweet a picture of his empty parking space? Is that how it works? And
or,
vice versa?
I generally tweet my car in the unassigned first parking space in the garage.
Oh, okay. So it's about who gets there first gets the very first unassigned space?
It's the only space in the garage that's completely covered of all elements.
Okay.
And we're actually talking to Tim Knox, our director of football operations, about putting a heating and or cooling element in
okay.
that parking spot.
And hiring people to clean your car, detail
okay.
it during the day.
I'll ask this to both of you. Who is the assistant coach who will never be in that spot?
Bill Cubitt.
Bill Cubitt.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, it's generally a competition every day between Bill Cubitt and Greg Colby.
Okay. Is it they need their
age.
Coffee?
Age. Strictly age.
Knees, probably?
Knees, hips.
Easy now. I'm sensitive to that.
You're sensitive to knees?
Generally knees, hips.
dentures.
At times, yeah, dentures, cardiac medicine, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I can understand. They're pills with a little snap
exactly
thing.
Right. If they're not sorted out by day yet.
Yep.
It may take a little bit longer.
Totally get it. Okay, let's talk Saturday.
Yep.
I'm gonna give him an opportunity first. Score prediction. Orange team over blue team. I'm sure you're going to pick your team. By how much?
It doesn't matter. At the end of the game, it could be 100-99.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 3-2. It could be 2-0. Mm-hmm. At the end of the game, it's going to be an orange team victory.
Okay. And do you have a pick to click for your orange team, a player that you're thinking, hey, everybody, watch this guy on Saturday?
We're going to play as a unit.
A team.
We got 11
teams.
Guys.
You like the Patriots in 2001 all coming out as a team in the Super Bowl introduction.
That's the bottom line.
And taking down the greatest show on turf. So there's a theme here. So we're looking at 2001 Super Bowl here. And you're the Patriots and you're the Rams.
Yeah, I'm not a big Rams fan, but... I'm going to say, I'm going to give you a featured player. Somebody's going to stand out.
Okay.
You're going to say, okay, guys work, Devin Church.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, you know, I haven't seen enough to say we're going to win by a certain amount,
mm-hmm.
but I would have to say probably three touchdowns.
Three touchdown victory.
Yep.
Okay. Any last words between the two of you before, I'm sure you're not going to talk after this, and we'll be on opposite sidelines for the next 48 hours until the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words for each other?
We're actually really good friends, but we're very competitive, mm-hmm. and we hate to lose. So, mm-hmm. so this is awesome for good experience for the young guy.
Excellent. And your thoughts?
I'm going to try to embarrass my
okay. Good. All right. You've heard it here. Embarrassment on Saturday. Patriots-Rams. Go Lions.